Ready to transform your guests into loyal repeat customers? Introducing StayFi, the all-in-one solution for email and text marketing created for short-term rentals.
StayFi helps you gather guest email addresses through a branded splash page. Think of it like that friendly coffee shop that asks for your email before granting you Wi-Fi access. But StayFi goes a step further. It seamlessly consolidates all the guest data you collect from your Wi-Fi and website into one powerful CRM or a customer relationship manager.
It's fantastic that StayFi can help you collect all of those valuable email addresses, but I know what you're thinking. What's the next step? And don't worry, StayFi has a toolkit built in.
Imagine having hundreds of pre-built templates at your fingertips, all within StayFi's dashboard. With StayFi's user-friendly visual automation builder, sending personalized emails is a breeze.
And the cherry on top, you can easily track the success of your email campaigns with seamless Google Analytics integration.
Also, StayFi has built-in text marketing with jaw-dropping 98% open rates. Imagine welcoming your guests with personalized text messages that make them feel right at home. You can collect those guest reviews with text messages that filter out the best ones and encourage guests to share their positive experience on Google, Facebook, and your website.
So what are you waiting for? Grab an amazing discount for our listeners. It's 50% off for your first 3 months. So head on over to stayfi.com/TFE and let's supercharge your guest relationships together. Again, that's stayfi.com/TFE for 50% off for your first 3 months of StayFi.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back from another great week. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to ask a question to the Hosting Hotline, just go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question. We will share it here in the podcast, and you will help thousands of hosts with the answer to your question. If we don't have it, we'll leverage our amazing network. Again, that's hostinghotline.com.
And help yourself. Yeah. Like, let's go.
Let's go. We got you. Today, we have a question from Samantha.
Hey ladies, my name is Samantha, and I am calling to ask about our off season. So we are super slow right now, and with the exception of trying to figure out how to fill my units, is there anything you recommend that I can do to better prepare my space for when we are busy? Do you guys have suggested preventative maintenance, or maybe you guys use that time to update your listing? What do you guys do during your off season? What do you recommend?
Oh, the off season. We're in ours right now.
No, there's never an off season.
No, it's 100% always occupancy. Booked and busy. No, we're in off season right now. And it's and every year it comes and every year we prepare and every year it is still sad. Actually, we're doing much better this year with our occupancy, but it's still our off season. And actually, it should very much be a part of your operations. And while you're not bringing in as much revenue, you are in your high season. That does not make it any less important to make your high season that much more smooth. There's so much prep work you can be doing during your off season.
This just happened to us last week. Sarah and I have not spent the night in the property that we share together. Actually, we've never spent the night there, I don't think so. We had it on our calendar. Luckily, we got booked. So number one, plan some overnight stays, but don't block it because, you know, Murphy's Law, someone's going to book it. We are this winter at some point in time going to do an overnight stay and a 2 full days of deep cleaning, a pressure testing, all things. Sarah and I have kind of kept a laundry list of things that we would like to add or, like, you know, we could just zhuzh. And we worked on that last week. And of course, when you do that too, it opens up a whole other, you know, can of worms of things that you see and want to dust and clean and deep clean and order and got to look at your budget. But you have the time, if you have the opportunity, to actually go stay in your property, check out what's going on with your HVAC, experience your hot water pressure, see how, is your oven really preheating at a good pace? Is that microwave work? How is your coffee makers? How are those working? What's going on with, you know, all of those subscriptions that you have? So off season, not only in your property, but we last night had a networking call in our membership and we were talking about going through all of the subscriptions. What are you using your tech stack? Reaching out to all of them, can you get a better deal? You know, is there a way that you could work on the pricing? Taking a look at your insurance policy, this is definitely a time to do that. Taking rest too. Like, it's okay. Like, if you know it's your slow season and you can have the luxury of maybe blocking the calendar, not having to go to the property, and maybe giving yourself, if you don't have a team, giving yourself a little bit of R&R. If you know your numbers, you know that there's this week or two that normally don't ever get booked. I think rest is really important too.
Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
Co-hosts out there, now is a great time to ask yourself, are you optimizing all of the areas in which you can bring in revenue to your business? Right now, we're doing a lot of that. How can we optimize the work that we're doing to offer supplies to our owners and to our clients? Are those the best pricing on supplies? Really just that nitty gritty, is my supply program, am I charging my owners the right price? If you are in a state where you have to have your license to operate, is that, how are you doing on your CEs? Is there other ways that you can leverage your license? Maybe you want to partner up with another agent to bring you other owners, and in turn, you can be a consultant if they have investors who want to buy and or sell short-term rentals. So it's just a great time to work on your business. Cause I don't know why I know listeners right now, you're like us. You're not quite big enough to always be working on your business. I mean, that's the goal, but there are times, especially in your high season, where it's all hands on deck.
You're just answering the next, what's next? You're like defense. This is time to play some offense.
And I don't care how organized you are. I'm giving you permission right now, listeners. Annette and I pride ourselves on being incredibly organized. We are very good at marketing. We are very good at bringing in new leads and nurturing the people who are in our world. But it is still very much go time when it is your high season and it's all hands on deck. And then you have to be, and honestly, working in your business is a great way to expose weaknesses. So that's also a good thing. So I digress. Your slower seasons is a great time to work on your business, to zoom out. Yes, get in your physical property and, like Annette said, and look at all the different things that your cleaners aren't going to be able to do quite the way that you would, or look at it the way you would, but also to look at your profit and loss statement, your balance sheet. Is your CPA still someone that you relate to? How about your bookkeeper? Those other vendors that you work with, is now the time to make sure that you have the best relationship and pricing with them, not only your tech stack, but the people who actually help you in your business. If your off season is right now, or if it's coming up, schedule a time to do those things. And I also want to give a shout out to our partners at Breezeway. They have templates inside of their software that will help you with off season preventative maintenance for maintenance tasks, also off season tasks for your inspectors, for your cleaners. And of course, you can create your own template. So if you're listening to this episode right now and you are inspired and you're putting pen to paper, seeing different ways that you can work on your business and not in your business, you could create your own checklist, whether it's in Breezeway or just good old-fashioned piece of paper or a Google Doc, but write those things down and then schedule them on your calendar time block. And then every year you can add on to it, you can perfect it, and your property and your business are going to be in the best shape of their lives. So Samantha, great question. And anything else you want to add before we sign off?
If you have a team, this is a time to also thank your team, get together with your team and see how you can improve in the next year. Also, maybe go side by side, do some of the work with them and see how you can help them.
Thank them. Yeah. My team, thank you guys. Love you. Mean it. With that, I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. Together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.